I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify.
Arms, bitch. Damn.
Oh.
You're so annoying. Anyways, Ricky, how you feeling? What's good? What's good in the hood? Vicky!
I'm sorry. I'm just so distracted by Denzel and his beauty. Damn, you really doing something right now. You look so strong.
Let's get back to business.
Can I be your ma? You be my pa?
Let's get back to business.
Well, I'm doing actually amazing, you know. I am prepping because, you know, the girls are going to Paris, darling.
It doesn't stop.
I'm tired. But, you know, when the Parisians call for Ricky, the Parisians call for Ricky. So Ricky has to go. Bonjour.
How long are you going to be in Paris for?
Girl, it's giving very, you know, this is when you're a bitch like me. You know, I touch down, I go to a show, and I leave. I did, bitch.
No, I was just a Paris girl. I'm not going to Paris.
Girl, I'm tired of Paris, girl. But
no, I'm not
it.
Tired of Paris, but it's just...
I am.
About Fashion Week?
That's what it is. I'm tired of... you know what? I would say
I'm not tired of Fashion Week, but let me tell you something. It needs to give. Every time I go for it, it's paid for. No one tells you. No one
lets you know.
The girls be taking themselves to Paris, bitch. That shit adds up, girl.
Girl, y'all don't
the
know
flights,
that.
The flights, the hotel, that shit adds up, girl.
Adds up, girl.
The only thing you get for free is a seat.
Girl, that's right, girl. And if you're late, girl, it is what it is, girl.
It is what it is, girl. You have to be there on time. On time is even late, bitch. You need to be there before.
Right.
No, I'm saving myself for Paris in June.
Oh, yes, June. Girl. Let me tell you something.
You went last June. I didn't go last June.
Girl, that was the best. Girl, I was out, girl. It was men's fashion, girl. You know, it was hot outside, so we just all came to play, girl. I was in the streets, girl.
No, I heard June, I'm definitely going to be there.
Yeah, but that was time,
men's.
Girl.
Girl, fashion right. Week, heavy on the men's.
Yeah, but I'm going for our women's because literally my all-time favorite designer ever, and I always talk about Ludovic, is showcasing his, like, debut for him, like, doing the creative directing for Angela Meester. It was actually amazing. I'm so excited. Girl, he gonna eat it up, girl.
I know he is.
Girl, he gonna eat it up, bitch.
I have no doubt about
he is going to eat
that
it
was
up.
Like, that was, like, the perfect...
Perfect for him.
Because, you know, I love Angela Meester, but...
You don't like the shoes.
Okay, I don't... It's not I don't like the shoes. I don't like when bitches with skinny feet wear them.
That's why I stopped wearing my brother. Girl, I have bought two pairs of boots from them. And Denzel's like, oh my God, these don't look right on you. I'm like, the thigh high ones though look good
they're
on
cute.
Me.
I like Angela Meester, but it was good for Ludovic. It's really good that he's creative director now to give us something different.
Different, girl. I think he's really gonna just make the brand even more sexy.
Yeah, the brand is sexy. It's very uniformatic, like which I like.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I know he's really gonna bring a different thing.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
And that was like the perfect decision.
Y'all know I really, honestly.
You do. You've talked about him for years.
Years. Almost, if you look back at every, like, interview I've done, this is Ricky, who's your favorite designer? Ludovic. I buy everything. I love him so much. He loves me, and I'm so excited to see him eat
That's a
up.
Reason to go to Paris. That's
I have Paris. To. I'm I'll supporting
be
my friend.
This one. I'll be sending this one out and definitely doing Paris in June.
Yeah.
I just did New York. I'm tired. I'm sorry.
Girl, you can take a break, girl.
Yeah, it's fine, like, going back to, like, doing it. I don't know when... I did not know it was this draining after, like, doing my own show, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Girl, let me tell you something, girl. Imagine you doing your show and doing Fashion Month, girl. Yeah. That would be a lot for you, too. You should do Fashion Month 1 year. You have to.
Mm-mm.
You have to,
like,
girl.
What you went through? Uh-uh.
Girl.
Come on, London. I'm not doing the city to city. It's too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot of work, but it was worth it, though. Now girls know... That I do fashion.
You really did it.
I did. I had to. That was the only... That was the only way to let people
so
know.
Expensive.
Girl, let me tell you something right, girl. I spent so much fucking money. It was on food than paying for styling.
You know what? I don't know. I've never been this girl, but you are a room service girl.
I
never order room service.
Because the reason why I don't like ordering... the reason why I like ordering room service because, bitch, they make you go downstairs and pick up your food. I am tired for that. I'm tired.
I know you. Every time I go to Ricky's room, room service. I like at a hotel. I don't like. out of like it. Ever since like every hotel I stayed, I've ordered room service like once or twice, maybe three times. I don't order room service.
I love room service. Go charge it, car girl, charge it. For never again, girl, can't run it, girl. So I bill, get girl. To I'm not gonna drive
no more. No, I just get to the point which I look for the nearest. I'm on Uber Eats, look for the nearest food nearby, see what's good.
No, I don't got time for that, girl. And also how you know, also when we're going overseas, girl, they be in different languages, girl. And I'm sorry,
it be me Google translating this. And
yeah, I can't do that. And plus, girl, I'm so highly allergic to a lot of things. So if I can see it written in English,
yes,
I'm good.
Yes, all right. You know? In that case, you're right. Okay.
Yes.
How is it working with your
best friend?
Yeah.
Don't look me up and down like I'm some type of piece of shit next to you, girl.
I'm dead. Now, how is it working with your best friend? Because I feel like a lot of influence in the space. Some people are, well, most friendships are transactional. We were actually real friends before we actually started working together.
Oh.
We were.
Oh, it was kind of shady.
Oh, no. Oh. No, it was just something shady. No. I mean, if you take it as shady, you take it as shady.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, we're actually friends outside of the business.
Yeah.
Ricky's been wanting to do this for a minute, and I said no.
Yeah.
But Ricky's like, we need to start. I'm like, no, bitch, we need to build our own shit, bitch.
And then we go, you know, work together.
Yeah, work together.
And now it worked, though. Yeah, honestly, now it worked.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. However, you know, there's some pros and some cons.
Yeah, but you know, we work through them. We iron them out. That's what we do.
You know what's so funny? You know what? I hate when I'm not talking to Ricky because I said, damn, I got to see this bitch on fucking Wednesday.
Girl, right? Girl, I'm like, damn.
Oh,
girl.
My God. I'm like, here we go again, bitch.
I'm like, shit, girl. I'm like, oh, fuck.
You know
girl.
What's so crazy? Okay. So, I mean, when we do our brand ups together, that's nothing. But it's usually when we have an ongoing thing like this. I mean, our Snapchat was fine because we actually filmed for 2 weeks. It was bulk. Before starting this podcast, so fucking funny. Me and Ricky didn't talk for like 2 months, right? And we were already in talks with Spotify about having this podcast. And it was time for us to sign the contract. Ricky said, "Well, I'm not signing because we're not speaking." I said, "Here we go."
I said, "Oh,
like,
hell no, Ricky girl."
Ricky said, "I'm not gonna do it because we're not talking." I'm like, this bitch is so fucking annoying, bitch. She doesn't know how to, bitch, I cannot talk to and come to work and act like everything is fine. She cannot do that. I can't, bitch. We get to this coin, girl. We're going to do what we have to
okay,
do.
Okay, I try. Okay, last time I tried and just like, well, you're being weird. Do you think the vibe is weird?
I know. I don't think the vibe is weird. I think the vibe is weird.
How am I making it weird? I'm really not making it weird. I'm like, girl, so let's weird. Get this money.
It's when Natalie says
to get to this bag.
You're so annoying. No, because it's Ricky B, you can sense there's something wrong with us because Ricky making it so...
I don't make it awkward. I just want to continue it on. I sweep it under the rug, keep pushing. That's what I try to do, but you wouldn't make it a big deal. Let's talk about it, girl. I feel like we know we're grown now. We should be able to talk about shit like that. But now things are different now. That was last year, and now we're here, girl. I'm going to show you, I really am like now a changed person, honestly. I really am, girl. I have no more fight left in me, girl. I have no more, girl.
Ricky just loves to argue.
I don't like to argue anymore.
You always want to speak. Shush.
No, I don't. I'm good now. I'm Gucci. Girl, you can say, I'm fine, girl. I'm not. I'm Denzel. I promise you, girl. I really do see a difference in me, girl. I'm tired of arguing, girl. In New York, when I was in New York, I didn't argue not one time. I didn't fight nobody. Not
that's
one person.
Big for you.
Right? Especially with nothing, girl. I said, you know what? It's in the past. Let's move on. I was like, wow.
You actually didn't.
Yeah. I tell you, growth. I'm a grown man now, girl.
Ricky's just a lot to handle.
I'm a lot.
That's like your future man.
And that's why, girl, he gonna love me. Thing is, okay, about me is,
He has to.
But the thing is, I'm gonna make him feel like he's the most important thing in the whole entire world. This is one thing about me, girl. I may be crazy, but if you're dating me, you got the best boyfriend ever, girl.
Yes,
I cook,
get you.
I clean.
Yes, you said what?
I cook, I clean. I'll cater to my man.
Bitch, you are such a liar.
Girl, I'm not, girl. Let me tell you right now. If I meet the right man, girl, I will cater to you down. Girl, I will learn how to cook. I told you that, bitch. For my man, bitch. Hell fucking
bitch,
yeah.
Bitch, you don't know how to use a microwave.
I do. Yes, I do, girl. Girl, I know how to take. I know how to call a mean takeout, though, girl. Whatever you want, baby. I got
you. You know what you should do? You should really invest in the air fryer.
No.
It's so easy.
I have to clean it after, don't I?
Oh, my God,
thank
Ricky.
You.
Ricky!
Thank you. One thing about me is, girl, I have not grown up that way, girl. I'm sorry. Sorry, no.
That's insane.
No, are you serious? You want me to actually go to the sink and scrub to get the no, girl. Let me just get my takeout, girl. And now I've switched my ways because Denzel makes fun of me when he comes to my place. He hates to see my paper cups, my paper plates, and my plastic silverware.
Like we're at a cookout. Ricky has no real utensils. I hate, bitch, I'm not the type, bitch, I'm so sorry. If you use plastic utensils, I'm judging you. Bitch, there's no way I'm using paper plates and plastic cups in my house.
Yeah.
That's just so, I don't even, I hate anything plastic.
Yeah, you do.
I don't like it.
You don't like it at all.
If I do have it now, I'm starting to invest. If I do start having friends over when I move, yeah, y'all get the paper plastic shit because y'all bitches don't know how to wash y'all dishes, and I'm not the type to clean after bitches. I don't mind paper utensils for guests, but as you eating a cooked meal at home with a paper plate and a paper, I'm sorry.
You hate a girl. Me, I have the packs of napkins too. I don't have like you rip up the paper towel things, the packs of them.
It's so takeout-ish. I'm not a takeout type of girl.
It is, girl. I'm sorry.
I don't like using plastic.
I love it, girl. Well, girl, when I did my takeout, girl, you think I removed that food from the actual takeout plate?
No, I do.
I don't
eat in my Tupperware.
I do. I eat it.
When I order my India food, bitch, I'm so fat. I order my food. I love India food. And India food is really making me blow up right now, girl.
Stop eating it. It's not good for you.
I mean, it is. It depends. I could do it like once, twice, three, four, five times a week, okay? I usually do, you know, samosas that comes in two, bitch. My big ass, I order four. If I'm really feeling it, girl, I order six.
Oh, I love samosas.
Bitch, I love me a samosa, so I order me six, girl. This is how I do it. I eat my chicken curry or sometimes lamb. Maybe sometimes I get both of them together, girl. Put them in a pot. And then I just eat in one big bowl. That's how I know I'm a big bitch. And then sometimes I do the naan, but not really because it's doughy. So I just use my low carb wraps, heat it up, girl. So it's like
the naan. Tortilla.
But I scoop it up in here, girl. I don't do rice though. If I am feeling rice, I'll make cauliflower rice and put it in here. I don't do rice though.
Yeah, girl, I'm sorry. Anytime you eat Indian food, girl, I have to be far, far away, girl.
You don't like, you say you hate the smell of
it. I hate the smell, but I hate how you eat it, girl. You scoff it down, girl. It's not going nowhere.
I'm always, you know, I throw everything, girl. Oh, sorry. I meant food. I'm sorry. I meant food, girl. You know, we always gotta take it there. You're such a nasty.
Let's bring it back, girl.
You're such a vile, nasty girl. You have a nasty.
You know, that's what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing with that one, girl. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that. Now, you know for a fact you never taught me, girl.
Yeah. Now, you taught me, girl.
But anyways, you know, so yeah, that's what it is. But our friendship is very more so not business-based.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. I will say, though, like working with your best friend is so funny because we do have two separate teams. It's so funny because they always say, oh, well, Ricky said yes to this. I'm like, well, I'm not saying yes to this. And I call Ricky. He said, bitch, I never said yes to this. I said, who said yes?
Girl, they be trying to lie on us, girl. And I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even hear about it. I'm like, wait, what? No, girl. So I'm saying yes.
You hear about something and I don't hear about something.
Yeah, girl. Now I said, no more, girl. I'm like, did you say yes to this? No. I said no. Okay, move on.
I usually say, if he says yes, then I'm like, okay, I'll do it. Like, it's fine. It's like
it depends, girl. Let me tell you, now, girl, getting older, girl, I can't say yes to everything, child. Some deliverables, girl. Yeah, girl.
It's no. But especially not when we're not talking. It's so I hate when we're not talking because we really have to come back and have to see this bitch's face.
I know, girl.
And Ricky knows I'll go very long to prove a point, bitch. I won't talk to you for a year to prove.
Oh,
my
girl,
point.
You didn't match your match because girl, me too. I did not break that one time, child. Girl, I said, bloop. I said, she does her thing. I'm going to do mine. Girl, what? I said, hello.
I can tell when Ricky's not talking because he loves to show off on social media, girl. He loves buying different things, cutting his hair, changing his appearance.
Denzel, he's bored of his house.
He doesn't know what to do without me, girl. He be bored of his
Denzel,
house.
Denzel, are you serious?
Shake shit up, girl.
Girl, you know damn well that's not how it is, girl.
Ricky
not,
be losing
girl.
His mind, girl. He be frantic,
no,
girl.
No, girl, I don't be frantic. I feel like, you know, okay, I will say this. When me and you are not talking, it does hurt. But I don't want to. I told you, I'm no weak bitch no more, girl. She's strong. She will stand on her own 2 feet, girl.
She starts hanging out with her other friends. I mean, when she hangs out with certain people, I know she has no friends. And you know who those people
are?
Who's your girls?
Who are my girls?
Your girls.
Girl, since I was hanging out with them even before that, girl. I know you're not talking, girl. She start, girl, same with you too.
I don't hang out with nobody.
Yes, you do. Cool. You start hanging people I've never even heard of before.
Cool.
You're like, you do that.
I don't hang out with nobody.
Yes, you do. Denzel, when me and you are not talking, there's been times where I've actually seen you hang out with bitches I've never seen you hang around before. Oh, yes, girl, you getting lunch and dinner and you do.
Girl, when you're staying at home.
When I want to mess around, I tell Denzel, I want to go out to dinner or whatever. Oh, girl, I'm tired. But when we're not talking, surprisingly, you're going to dinners, having drinks. What's the issue, boo?
I'm always doing that.
You're not.
I am. You're not. That's so hard.
No, now you are. Now you are. Girl, before me and Denzel not talk, you do that more. I get what said that we both do it. You know what? I'm not going to lie, because I did too.
What?
I did. You saw me. Girl, I was out going to different places. Girl, I never used to go to. But I was like, you know, I didn't have Denzel, so it's fine.
Oh, no. When we was talking, it was fine, because I was doing my show.
Yeah.
So I was really, I didn't hang out with
I was planning my party.
I hate, that's why I don't go out, because I hate when bitches ask me where I'm at, like, we're attached to the motherfucking hip.
Girl, bitch. Right? Honestly,
I'm like, Ricky's, I don't know.
It's over the Claremont twins. So I was like, oh my God, where's the other?
You're so annoying.
You know?
Shut the fuck up. I'm like, it's like we're attached to the hip. I can't even go out with Ricky. I'm like, I don't know.
Right? Oh, where's Ricky, your twin?
I'm like, Ricky's working.
Yeah, but, oh yeah, she said she's working on her show. I'm like, oh. I'm like, yeah. You don't seem too happy. I'm like, I'm good, girl. I'm feeling it. Is there something going on? I was like, no, there's not going to go on. Something.
No, it was only my manager. She was like, oh, you talked to Ricky. I said, me and Ricky not talking right now.
Go girl, same with mine, too. She said, oh, my God, are we having an issue again?
It's the again. And the issue is always Ricky, girl.
It's not me, girl.
I thought we were good. Me and Ricky, we had a... The thing is, what stemmed for this, because we had an altercation. Not an altercation, but we was... I guess it was an altercation in Mexico. Then Ricky apologized, and we were fine. And then I texted him on a plane, and he didn't respond. And
girl, I had no service. I had no service, girl. And I won the plane, girl. I didn't have my little thing. I could. No, you thought that was the reason why?
No,
I was gonna have your ass walked past in the airport like you didn't see me over there. You walked past me. I saw you, bitch.
I'm not gonna lie, bitch. I walked right past.
Yeah, see, I was like, oh wow.
I saw
she
her
grabbed her bag.
I saw her. I said, that's too far. I said, that bitch didn't respond to my text, girl. I'm gonna grab my bag, girl.
With the quickness, I said, oh, bitch, girl.
And my bag never comes out. I said, hallelujah, bitch. My bag is always coming out. Like, my bag came out real early, girl.
I said, wait for mine. Girl said, I said, I see her. I said, oh, word. Okay, period. Well, I feel like with us, like, no. I feel like we do fight like siblings, though. We do. I feel like with me, I could never write this bitch off. I could never.
I can.
Because with me, I feel like I spent too much of my time and too much of, like, my love and too much of my, like, emotions and feelings towards it. I could never, like, cut that off. That's my only close bitch friend.
I can cut her off. I give it like 3 or 4 years.
And you keep saying shit like that, girl. One day I'm going poof and I'm going to go.
Maybe like 5 years. Maybe that's your mark, right?
5 years?
Maybe 5 more years. You know, everything has an expiration date. Now let me stop. But no, Ricky is just so annoying, bitch.
Well, you ask me, girl.
She is changing, though.
I'm tired of being emotional, girl.
Ricky's
enough.
Been the same for years.
For years, girl. But I don't know what clicked it, though. I don't know what it was. I mean,
it's maybe because you're growing.
I feel it.
You're and getting older.
Yeah, and honestly, like, I've messed around or have situations where I get mad at myself. Like, girl, what the fuck is wrong with you? You need to get it together.
I mean, I've changed. I usually keep things to myself.
Yeah.
Good, it's a lot of stuff that I still want to say. Girl, I keep my mouth quiet because all my friends now they think there was an era, girl, where all the girls said I'm such a rude or mean girl. Then don't ask my fucking opinion, bitch. If you don't want the truth, don't ask my fucking opinion.
That's what you said. I said, oh, well, she's high and mighty, girl.
It's not because Denzel, that was rude. You could have said it a different way.
It is.
I get it.
And Denzel, you know that as growth, you glad you're now realizing it.
No, because I always realized it, but I'm
not. But if I ask for your opinion, Denzel, I don't need you to mess trying to hurt my feelings at the same time.
I'm not trying to hurt your feelings.
Yes, you do.
It's just what I think, and I'm going to say what I think. I don't sit down and rewire my brain to sugarcoat something. See, I've never been that type of bitch. I just say what's on my mind. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it's never to hurt anyone. This is just what I'm thinking. Sometimes she does come up like, oof, that sounded really bad.
Yeah, one but time then, I'm not gonna take the prettiest girl in the room, and I still take that. I said, oh my God, huh?
I never told you you were.
You did. You said, well, you weren't the prettiest girl in the room.
I've never said that to you. You're such a liar. You love to put words in my mouth.
Denzel, girl, you said that, and I explained the situation. Because I told, okay, this was a situation. I told
Denzel.
Tell me
the situation so I can.
I was like, Denzel, you know, Denzel, I'm just so happy. Like, I had a glow up, you know, I'm very confident about myself right now. Neither, I didn't want Denzel to mess up.
I never, said, no. You see, you
Denzel,
you always,
what'd you say? What'd you say?
I don't remember, but
you said it.
No.
And you said, well, you know, back in the day, you weren't the prettiest girl in the room.
It's exactly, because you're talking
who
about.
Who would say that? Because that right there, I was like, okay. Well, damn, I was ugly, right?
No, but that's what you always say, and I agree with you.
No. I said, Denzel, I grew up. But no, I didn't need you to mess around and come and tell me and say, Ricky, yeah.
I mean, I said, damn, yeah, you changed. You said, oh, well, damn. And I said, you said, oh, well, damn, Denzel. I said, well, Denzel, you weren't the prettiest girl in the room. You were not.
Oh, my. That was not needed. You was like, you know, Ricky, I should go up. Yes, bitch. And that's what I'm saying. I would have said, you know what? I would. For,
no, you see all these kind of things out, girl. It's a lot of things we get to that, girl. I never called you ugly, but we were talking, whatever, back and forth. Say, yeah, I got to glow up, but you know.
I knew you.
Yeah, girl, because you're the kind of certain details, girl. So you know what? I'm a respect.
But that's the thing. I grew up.
You glew up, period. And you said, yeah, because back then, I agree with you. And I was like, you know, I have my little ad-libs. I was like, ad-lib. I said, yeah, girl, because you wasn't the previous girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was like, girl, that was not any grass. When you said it, girl, my heart dropped down to my ass, bitch.
I mean, the facts are the facts.
I was like, you know
just
what?
Just like how and I was never, this is just how I was never the smallest girl in the room. I'm still not. I was a big bitch. You say it all the time. Remember you used to make fun of me and stuff like that?
You little Mr. Ty called you fat girl. I never called you fat girl. I did not. I did not.
You know, you used to call me fat.
I never called you fat. Mm-hmm. Never
did. I met Cat Fat into places and stuff.
Never. That's for another podcast. Always by your side.
And then you know what she would do too? She would go to buffets with me so I can get fatter.
Girl,
yeah, she would feed me. She never told me to put the burger down.
Girl,
she always encouraged me to keep it up.
Girl,
it's the girls like her.
And I will say, girl, I did do that. Girl, I did.
She's like, I'm like, yeah, bitch, yeah, you see? Because she really tried to pay off this Keenan and Cal thing, girl. Yes, girl.
There's one day, girl. I will say, girl, I was very selfish. I was so pissed. And just I said, you know what, Ricky, I'm going to start my weight loss journey. I was so upset.
I said, why?
I said, Denzel, this is a fab size. So you're fab. Because Denzel, we used to eat, bitch. You're my eating buddy, girl. Girl, I used to eat down with you, girl.
There's a difference when the more you eat, the more you lose. And the more I eat, the more I gain.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah, girl. Her metabolism runs. I will give that, girl. I was very upset in the beginning. Because I thought things were changing. I was like, come on. Like skinny was my thing.
That's what it was. She was on something to be perfect. And I'm still, I would never get Ricky's size. If you ever see me get Ricky's size, literally call the doctor. It's just not like you're like what 140, right? What 130s? 135. See, I was 135 when I was like 7.
You'd be 135 right now, would it look like? You think it looks sick?
Bitch, I cannot be 135.
Like actually, healthily, you cannot.
I can never be 135.
You'd be like a cute lady.
I don't even think I'll be able to sit down without my bones crackling. Bitch, I'm 6'5". 135 is
crazy. Girl, there's people out there who are 135 for a
160. No, at 6'5", the skinniest you could be is like probably 160, 170.
Bitch, yes, girl. Me, girl. We would eat, girl.
My shoulders would be so pointy.
And that's what you want.
No, I don't. I want to be like 240. My brother said I could ever go down to 230. I said 230 is sickening, but 240, which I'll be like that in September, bitch, watch. There's all these different types of methods. Because I know for a fact why I really do stuff. Like, it's so crazy that I've lost so much weight. I still look big. I still feel like I look big. But people really do think that I've gotten, like, weight loss surgery or stuff, which is actually really a compliment to me, though.
So you're not on the shots?
No, I'm not on the fucking shots. People, you know, it's so crazy. Now I hate it, though, because when I really get in my shit, since, like, you know, since I'm not traveling for, like, 3, 4, 5 months... Bitch, a lot of people are going to be like, oh my God, she's on the shots, which I'll take it, you know, as a compliment. But no, she's not on Ozempic, girl.
So how do we keep our friendship from not changing into like a business transaction?
I feel like because we're still friends.
Yeah. And girl, I'm sorry. I love making money with you.
I mean, I do too, yeah. But I feel like it's not really a transaction.
It's never,
I feel like,
girl,
the reason why we work is because we're actually real friends.
Yeah.
Like you could tell when we actually don't talk.
Right? You could say, ooh, something's wrong right now. Yeah. People go, oh my God. Everything goes. And let me tell you right now, when we don't talk, people feel weird. They say, well, I feel so fucking weird. Like, what's going on? Because, bitch, we are the glue.
I'm the glue.
Girl, we're the glue.
I guess.
We're the glue friendship, girl. Come on, girl.
Yeah, I always wondered how it would go off. Like, I'd be thinking about that. I said, me and Ricky ever stop being friends for real, like, I would never make a video, but how would it play out? Like,
I would never make a video.
If I was to make a video, what would I do?
What
would I do? I'm like, she's a backstabber.
You would mess and actually make a video of that girl. I'm not going to come for online, girl. I'm not going to say thing, girl.
I'm like, Ricky Thomas is a fake ass bitch.
I'm like, oh my God.
I'm going to make that into a t-shirt.
No, I
think if we ever stop being friends, I don't think, I mean, mm-mm, hopefully it's not by the time I'm still tweeting, bitch. I'll be somewhere
right,
else.
Girl, right, girl. Right.
Like, girl. Report to my followers. Girl, yeah, fuck, girl. At 45. I don't know.
I wouldn't.
I don't feel like it would just give very much, like, you can tell when we're not friends. Yeah. But sometimes we are friends, people think we're not friends because we don't post
together.
And that's how you know it's a real relationship, like a real friendship.
Yeah, like,
we're not about to see a post together with 2 to 4 or 5.
It's not giving that, girl. We both have our own separate brands, whatever, and then we have this together. But girl, like, what? This, I'm not dating this nigga. Like, what? Mm-mm. No.
Thank God.
Bitch, you would love a man like me, bitch. Honestly, that's what I'm saying, girl. Let me say, look, I may be crazy, but I'm full of fun, babes. I'm full of fun, bitch. I'll keep in your toes with time, child. Keep you excited. You know what I mean? You wouldn't. The same old, girl.
No, that's how I know I'm crazy. You know, I'm into somebody, girl. It's a whole different side of me, girl.
I know. Yes, girl. The way you ate that last night, girl, you ate that comment, girl. You ate that.
Oh, when I told you I was trying to move my piece into one of my properties?
Oh, bitch, you ate that again, girl. She does have multiple properties, if y'all didn't know.
I was like, if I'm really feeling you, I mean...
You could give, yeah.
But I do be giving that, but I need to stop giving that. That's what I was talking to Larry about. We need to stop giving hospitality.
Right? Can somebody give me hospitality?
I don't.
Yeah. I love being that girl. You know I gotta rush out their house.
You have some self-respect.
Why I keep... I Yeah, so you see me doing this over here, girl. Like, what is it?
Yes, girl, with her tail.
You know. But yeah, I'm super sick and tired of that. I'm over it. I don't want to mess on meet a guy. Look at us.
Girl, we're back to men. We're here to talk about friends and
friendship,
business and
transactions. Friendship.
Ricky, we're so fucking funny, bitch. I'm so sorry. That will always be the end goal.
Girl, I'm sorry, girl. It's having, you know, a lot to unpack.
Yeah, no. Would you ever be friends with somebody, like, because of a business transaction? Like, if you had to be friends with somebody for something to work? I mean, if the coin is there.
Yes.
If the coin is there right now.
If the coin is there, then yes.
I feel like people who hate each other work all the time, like, on sets and stuff, too.
I know. Oh, girl, I have. I'm like, oh, I can't stand this bitch. But that's my check.
How is it working with somebody that you don't like?
Oh, God. At first, this bitch. But I can get through it, though. I have to. I don't want to burn any bridges. I don't want to, like, ruin a relationship. So I'm like, I might as well just swallow it whole. Because I remember, girl, there was a time, child, I was working on the show, whatever, girl. We had somebody we did not like, girl. I couldn't stand it. Couldn't stand that person, girl. But I had to get up every day at 5 a.m., go to you know, my job.
So nice.
It was so nice, girl. I hate talking about it because, like, it's so sad because it was so long ago. Hello. But, yeah, I mean, it was rough. But I was like, hey, I got to get this money, bitch. I'm so sorry, girl. Who's going to feed me?
Not who's going to feed me. I'm dead. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Because there's a lot of friends, you know, in this industry. I hate the word industry. Industry is just so funny. That are really just friends because of the optics. Like, I mean, which I get, but, like, they're not real friends. When you're not, like, real friends with somebody and you're making money with them and then you guys aren't already real friends. You guys have a falling out. It's just horrible.
It's awful.
It's awful.
It's awful.
It's just, like, everybody's up in your business. Like, not even just friendship, too. Just, like, relationships. That's why, like, YouTube couples are, like, relationship couples, like, social media couples are so, I feel like it's just so transactional because it's like every time you do something nice to somebody, it's on fucking camera.
I know.
You know what I'm trying to say? It's like, what the actual fuck? Like, is this because you want to do it for me? Is it because this is going to get us the likes, the views, and the comments? What's the tea? And now, you know, like I said before, the girls are having kids to get views on YouTube. You know what I'm trying to say? It's like,
right.
It's just so weird how everything is just, I mean, money is money.
Like, it's like the fame, too. That's how we feel we work so well, girl. Like, yeah. This is literally us. This is why, girl, our job is so easy, girl.
It is. Ricky has so many other proposals from his other friends so they can do duos. You know, the girls are always trying to...
The girls are always trying to mess around. Like, trying to take me away from this bitch. You really can't, girl. How much I rely on her, girl, you can never...
Yeah, no, but people like to do that. They're just like, oh, maybe we'll be better. I'm like... That's how people see it as a business thing. Like, I'm like, who's close to somebody and says that?
Right. I'm like, y'all. Y'all don't understand, like, girl... Damn, girl, that's what I said. This friendship is real.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all bitches are weirdos.
Oh, weirdos.
Weirdos. I wonder what our next argument is going to be about.
We're not going to argue anymore, girl. I'm tired of arguing. I'm not going to argue with you no more, girl. I'm really not, girl. I'm over, girl. I'm not arguing with you no more. If you are, girl, it's giving me much. I'm sorry. I'm not arguing.
I never argue with you, though. I never,
girl,
pick a fight with you.
I'm not, girl. And trying to say, you're really about to see, like, honestly, the biggest change in my life, girl. I'm so tired. I'm not arguing with no bitch with no more, girl. I'm not fighting with nobody, girl. I don't even care, girl. I don't. What am I fighting about? Because every single time, no one is ever on my side. I look like the crazy
Ricky,
one, and I'm not dealing with that no more.
Ricky, you're so annoying.
Like, girl, but your sister really clocked me like that. I said, I'm done. She said, yeah, and you're 27. You need to grow up. I said, my God, girl. I said, damn. I said, all right, Dolce.
That's how I left for my sister, girl.
You need to stop making mistakes. You know we're making mistakes. You need to stop making mistakes. I said, Well, I'll stop, girl. I'm done, girl. I'm tired, girl. I'm tired of being pressed over a bitch. I'm tired, girl. If you don't like me, you don't like me. If I don't like you, I don't like you. Move on.
Yeah, that's good, though, because you always thought, Ricky cares so much what other people think about him, which is like a relatable thing because a lot of people are like that.
It's just, you know, the trauma. I grew up caring about people thinking about me. And now, you know,
it's okay to still think
that. I just don't want people to think I'm crazy. I don't want to get like that, like, oh my God, Ricky's fucking crazy. Like, hey, look at Tommy. I don't want to look like that. You know, like, uh-uh. So, yeah, I feel like I have grown. I'm mature. And girl, you can see the difference out of me. Girl, period. We're not fighting no more, girl. I'm 27, you 25. No more.
That's crazy that you're older than me.
It's actually insane, dude. Because I don't think that you'd be older.
I know, right? You're really older.
She
right?
lying, girl.
No, my Ricky. No, she I was lying, a teen girl. And she was in her 20s.
Girl, we talked about that with the Bretman podcast. I was like, yeah, I was old. We were so young at VidCon. I was 16, 17.
Ricky was 27.
What is something you won't do?
I mean, when it comes to our business deals, I don't really have any limits, really. Do you have any boundaries?
Do you have any boundaries or limits?
Business and nothing sexual. You're disgusting.
You're not sick. A joined OF.
I would never.
We said after dark.
You're pathetic. I would never do. Girl, shut up yourself. No, there's nothing really ever.
Nothing. I feel like our boundaries are the same. I'm like, girl, more pay.
There's just certain things that I just won't do, which is like, I would never make. Yeah, it's just certain things I won't do that like make a. I feel like a lot of people try to push this into like a box to be what a spokesperson that? For certain
right,
groups.
Right.
Where
right.
I'm not a spokesperson for any type of group but my fucking self. So, okay, I don't like for people to look up to me as like speaking for a group or community as a whole because that's like a lot of pressure. I'm not into that. So me not doing that, then it's cool.
Yeah, we're not those type of people, honestly. Me and Denzel are the type of people like.
We're not political bitches.
We're not political bitches. We're not the girls to mess around and make you think. We just want to make you laugh.
Just because we have followers and influence does not make us leaders. I'm so sorry, bitch.
I'm so sorry, girl.
I'm not about to sit here and be someone's social leader, girl. My beliefs are my beliefs, girl. And that's what it is.
Girl. We keep it on pop.
And I feel like
I don't say a word, girl.
Yeah, I don't say a word because I feel like a lot of people just expect people like, oh my God, use your influence to say something. It's like, how am I going to speak about something that I have no knowledge about? I need to do my research and do that first. Uh-uh. So
I'm the bitch that mess around and get drunk at 10 a.m.
Miss Keating.
But girl, no, seriously. Like,
yeah,
honestly,
yeah, but we don't.
That shit makes us so uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Like political like stuff and like government stuff and things about that. Because everyone has different views. You may piss off the wrong people. You're going to piss off somebody. You know what I'm trying to say?
So let's just mess around and just know.
We're neutral. We're quiet. We're neutral. Talk about our shit behind closed doors, girl. Trust me, we have our opinions, but our opinions stay with ourselves. Okay?
They're hilarious.
Guess it, girl. We can never just.
But
so that's pretty much it.
I'm sorry. We just cannot. We never like to push those boundaries. That's not what we do, girl. We've never been those type of girls. We've never. And our whole social media, never. We just know. I'd rather not step on nobody's toes, girl.
You know, stay neutral, stay quiet.
And we hush. Black too, child. So, you know, we say something wrong, girl.
It's a different situation.
Amen.
And you know, the fallback always come from our people.
Yeah, girl.
So we just don't say anything. We just shut up.
Shut those lips, girl. That's it, period.
Can you even be quiet?
Yes. All right, you guys. So when we come back from the break, you know, we're going to do What's Your Jam?
Ricky's favorite segment, by the way.
You already know.
If you have not noticed by now.
Mwah. All righty, you guys, and we are back. And it's time for What's Your Jam?
You actually do have a voice.
I do have
for
one.
For comedy.
Stop saying that. Anyway, Denzel, what are you jamming to? Any best friend songs? I can think of a song that me and you both love.
What song? There were so many like in 2016, 2017.
Let me think. Oh, our song, our Mask Off was our song. Girl.
Mask Off was our song.
What's the other one?
Never Forget You was our song.
Never Get You. We love you.
We love that. This is what you came for.
This is what you came for.
Work was our shit.
Work was our song.
Damn, bitch.
Oh, Wicked.
Wee. Oh, Wicked.
Ain't they Future, girl? That was our man.
Future was really our, like, girl, go-to.
Who else? Hug Him and Never Get You, that was our song.
Never Forget You was our song, Riding to Coachella. Never Forget You, Zal Larson, M.E.K. Let me tell you something, a bop.
Girl,
an underrated bop.
Girl.
I will never. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, girl, it's me, child.
I don't like best on the song. I don't like songs that has the word best friend in it. I don't want to, well, we're going to bleep sound. That's our best friend. Like, no.
I hate that song. All right, you guys. So that was it for this episode. You know, we got to the nitty gritty about like how it is working with your best friends.
And how this is a real friendship and not transactional. Period. All you bitches out there, you guys are friends by transactions. We're not doing this. Is a real friendship.
We just so happen
to have a business together.
Period, girl.
However, comma, we didn't start on business. Okay, I feel like that's the best when you don't start on business. You know what I'm trying to say?
We never did.
You know, it's friends and, you know, the business came years and years and years later.
We just had to find the right business. I think this is the perfect business for us. We're trying to come out with so many different things, girl. So many things, girl.
Yeah, so many pitches that we have to turn down. Girl. But this just seemed correct.
It's perfect.
And it came at the right time.
Yes.
You're so fucking stupid. I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. This has been We Said What We Said, only on Spotify.